You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we lead off with Wilbur Hardin and John Coltrane.
Thank you.
Going back to May 1958, it's Wilbur Hardin, John Coltrane, and Tanganyika Strut. On the Savoy label, originally on a package called Jazz Way Out, I picked it up on a 2-CD set called The Complete Savoy Sessions. In addition to a front line of Wilbur Hardin on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor, and Curtis Fuller on trombone, the rhythm section lined up with Tommy Flanagan piano, Al Jackson on bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. Once again, Tanganyika Strut to lead things off. Here on Jazz Oasis, up next, we've got Hank Mobley.
Thank you.
Ernie Henry on the Riverside label to round out our set. Let's go to the top. We featured A Pair by Hank Mobley. Both of them came off a package called No Room for Squares on the Blue Note label. Up first was Up a Step, Hank Mobley from March of 1963. Hank on tenor, Donald Byrd, Herbie Hancock piano, Butch Warren bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And from that same session, we also listened to a tune called Old World, New Imports. Again, Hank Mobley from March of 1963. And then we wrapped up the set with Ernie Henry and Cleo's Chant. Came off a package called Presenting Ernie Henry on the Riverside label. From August of 1956, Ernie Henry on alto, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Kenny Drew piano, Wilbur Ware bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Up next, we've got John Jenkins. There's John Jenkins at length from July 1957, a piece called Soft Talk. It's a package on the new jazz label. It was called Jenkins, Jordan, and Timmons. And along with John Jenkins on the alto were Clifford Jordan on tenor, Bobby Timmons piano, Wilbur Ware bass, Danny Richman on the drums. Soft Talk here on Jazz Oasis. Let's call on Ahmad Jamal. Thank you. Well, believe it or not, that record was issued under Thelonious Monk's name. Rendition of Willow Weep for Me from July of 1951. It was on the Blue Note label. And Milt Jackson on Vibes had the lead all the way there throughout the entire tune. So you had Monk on piano, Milt on Vibes, Al McKibben bass, and Art Blakey on the drums to round out the set. Let's go to the top. We started with Ahmad Jamal and the trio from September 1956, and Spring Will Be a Little Late this year. It's on the Argo label on a package called Count 'em 88, talking about the number of keys on the piano. In addition to Ahmad Jamal on piano, Israel Crosby on bass, Walter Perkins on the drums. Then we listened to Howard McGhee from February 1948, a piece he called The Last Word on the Savoy label. It was Howard McGhee not only blowing trumpet, but singing along a wordless vocal, scatting along. Billy Eckstein was there on the valve trombone. Kenny Mann is listed on the session on tenor. I'm not sure that I heard him on that particular track. But the rhythm section featured Hank Jones piano, Ray Brown bass, and J.C. Hurd on the drums. And that brought us around to Monk and Milt and Willow Weep for Me. It's Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and we're at the end of the trail for another week. Now, this past week, I saw Kiss Me, Kate, and I was looking for a jazz version of the Cole Porter classic From This Moment On. It turns out that John Jenkins, who we just heard about 10 minutes ago, does a rendition of From This Moment On. This is from August 1957, a package on the Blue Note label. John Jenkins with Kenny Burrell. Sonny Clark is here on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Danny Richmond drums, Kenny Burrell guitar, John Jenkins on alto, and From This Moment On, and we'll see you next time around.